This is the Rob, Anybody, and Dawn Show. 3 decades of settling arguments like, is a hot dog a sandwich? You're welcome. And now back to Rad Radio.
Mentioned a few times, 3 hours from now, the Mixed Pick Sports Show will be on Rad TV at members.radradio.com. You can listen on the Rad Radio app in Sacramento. You can also listen on 104.7 FM and 890 AM. And since it is Tuesday, it's also Tech to You Tuesday. So from 10 to 11, you get the Mixed Pick Sports Show. And then at 11 AM, Ian from Tech to You will host Tech to You Tuesday. Once again, we're back to AI. This time, this is interesting. He sent me the link. I didn't listen. I didn't want to ruin it for myself. But he has demonstrations of AI-generated music that they made.
Cool.
At Tech to You. Did you listen to any of this, Brando?
Not yet.
4 completely unique songs that they're going to demo on the show.
All right.
Look, there's all sorts of things that could get into, you know, what does that mean and royalties and all that, but if these are completely uniquely generated by AI, this could be fascinating.
But no one's playing an instrument.
So
like that.
All I care about is what I hear. Does it soothe me?
Yeah, it makes some sick beats, and then we just need somebody to sing along to it.
Absolutely.
You know what? I'm not a fan of, like, because I know what's it called? EDM? I don't know. Whatever that music is.
Electronic dance music.
Now, I want there to be instruments. I need there to be musicians playing instruments.
Well, they'll be gone in 20 years.
I am with Don. I'm a traditionalist when it comes to music. And even when I was a kid, I was like listening to pop music. I was like, those aren't real instruments. Those are keyboards and synthesizers.
Exactly.
But we come a long way where a lot of those instruments are actually instruments. And it's the technology is fascinating to me. I'm really curious to hear how it sounds, because if the AI can generate a lifelike real instrument sound, and it's not just techno boots and pants and boots and pants, then I think it could be compelling.
Do you know what it is for me? Remember back, I don't even know if this is still a debate, but back when there was a debate in baseball, when guys were, I was going to say shrooming, but no, what were they doing? They were taking
steroids?
And it was like, for me, when we had the discussions about it, it took away from the raw natural talent that someone has. And that rare ability that people will have, and it's just a beautiful thing to see in a human that can do things that few can do. And for me, that's a musician. Like, there's a lot of them, but there are those that are such a talent, such a raw talent, and it is a talent. And so then when you have something else recreating it, there's no talent there.
That makes total sense, because that's why the only reason the steroid thing bothered me was because there was a rule against it. Steroids don't make you hit the baseball better. They make you hit it farther. Steroids don't make you have the talent, the raw talent that Dawn is talking about make contact with a 95-mile-an-hour pitch with a round ball and a round stick. That's why Barry Bonds taking steroids never made sense. He was one of the greatest baseball players of all time. All it did was make him hit it farther. He still had the raw talent. If AI can reproduce the raw talent of a human being and all it does is soothe me and make me feel great, that's all I care about. I don't care about the sourcing.
They're not recreating anything. They're making it up.
Good. That's all musicians are doing. They're making it up.
It's an actual person playing the instrument.
The machine has a thought.
Right. The machine is making it up.
They can have all the thoughts they want. They can come up with whatever they come up with. And we can call it something else. But they're not a musician playing an instrument.
Aw, it probably hurts its feelings.
I don't care. Oh,
it doesn't have feelings.
And I don't care where it's coming from as long as I like it. On the other side, Ian will talk about hackers who have access to over 3 million hotel rooms using card access keys.
Oh, really? Hey.
Oh, God.
And a new bug that allowed a hacker to take control of a Tesla in 30 seconds.
Whoa! Sweet.
This was one of the big concerns with self-driving cars. Can somebody just hack in and take control? Well, he's got a story of somebody who did it in 30 seconds, and now they're driving your Tesla.
Ew.
So all of that is part of Tech to You Tuesday, coming up this morning on Rad TV and all of our other platforms at 11 a.m. Let's get to the pressure cooker.
Pressure cooker. It's time to test your brain. Pressure cooker. It's a trivia game. Rad pressure cooker.
We got a pair of tickets for you to see Chevelle at the Grand Sierra Resort in Reno on April 23rd. Caller 18 is Mike. Hello, Mike. Good morning.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hey.
All right, Mike, here's how this works. Your timer begins when I finish reading the first question, which is true false. So you got a 50-50 shot. You get that one right, and then four more to win. Pass any questions you want. We'll do a recap when we're done to give you your score and everyone playing along the answers. And I got to take the first thing you say. So if you say AI and then you say musicians, I have to take AI as your answer. Do you have any questions?
No.
All right, good luck.
True or false, the most watched Netflix show in America right now is called The Gentlemen.
False.
According to Billboard, what is the title of Chevelle's biggest hit?
The Red.
The luxury fashion company Versace was founded in what country?
Italy.
What was Chevelle's debut album called?
Pass.
An illustration that uses overlapping circles to show the logical relation between two or more sets of items is called what?
Pass.
In the John Wick franchise, he occasionally drives a Chevy Chevelle. What year model is it?
72.
And I'll give you one more because I kind of stumbled over that one. What is the first letter in the spelling of the band name of Chevelle?
C.
All right. That's seven questions.
You'll need five.
Let's see how Mike did.
Come on, Mike.
True or false? The most watched Netflix show in America right now is called The Gentlemen. He said that is false. It is true. I check this list every week, and then I try to decide, is this something I want to see? And I may have done this backwards because the first thing I did was I went and I watched the trailer. Mm. And I was like, what the hell is this? This looks like garbage. Exactly. There's nothing compelling about this.
Exactly. It keeps popping up on my thing. I'm like, no.
And by far, it's 2 weeks in a row, it is by far in America the most watched Netflix series. So then I looked up what it is, and I went, oh, well, this is a fascinating story. It is a spinoff of the 2019 film, same name, The Gentlemen. Theo James stars in the series on Netflix in the lead role as Edward Horniman, who inherits the estate of about 15,000 acres of his deceased father and then learns that the land has become part of a weed-growing empire that he must now navigate in a world of eclectic and dangerous characters with nefarious agendas while trying to protect his home and stay alive.
Mm.
They did not put together, in my opinion, a good trailer, but my wife, who doesn't know any of what I just read, saw the trailer that I sent her, and she said, yeah, I want to check that out. So, The Gentlemen, very popular. It's getting a lot of buzz. That's the number one most watched show on Netflix.
Yeah, it didn't catch me, and I know why it keeps, because of the shows that I'll watch, you know, that have drug-related things or whatever, or family dramas. So I'm like, okay, I can see why you sent it, but it was not grabbing me. I don't know why.
Some of those
shows or whatever they are, series is that include, that make you want to think it's Breaking Bad, but it isn't, you know, or somewhere along those lines.
Like Ozark.
Or Ozark. No. Yeah.
The best.
It's so Ozark. Good. Love.
Terrible show.
It's fantastic.
So
oh, God. It's so good.
And awful. So that one, I'm like, okay, I see why you're channeling me. I see why you want me to watch this, but that trailers did not grab me.
And usually it's the opposite. Usually the trailer looks so good and then the show is terrible. I'm not saying it's a great show because I haven't seen it yet. According to Billboard, what is the title of Chevelle's biggest hit? He said The Red.
Yep.
You would hope he would know that since he's playing for Chevelle tickets. It said spent 20 weeks on the chart. The luxury fashion company Versace was founded in what country? He said Italy. He was frustrated. He didn't know, but he passed right away. The Chevelle, the name of Chevelle's debut album was?
Chevelle.
Wonder What Snacks. Is it Chevelle?
Vitamin R? No.
Point number one.
That's the one.
He also passed on the illustration that uses overlapping circles to show the logical relation between two or more sets of items.
Huh? Jesus, this sounds like a word
circles,
problem.
Circles overlap. Say it one more time.
Let me say this a different way. Brandon, have you ever heard of a Venn diagram?
Yeah. I know exactly what it is.
So it's three circles, right?
Yes.
And so you've got a circle on one side and a circle on the other side, and they overlap. And on one side you put it, if I'm dumbing this down correctly, am I right?
Okay.
Pros on one side, pros on the other side, but in the middle are the things that bring it together.
Yep.
That's okay. Kind of sort
cons
of it.
On the other. Yeah.
Right, pros on, what did I say?
You said pros and pros.
Oh, pros on one side, cons on the other side. And then in the middle is...
Maybe there's a lot of pros.
Here's what brings them together. I've never heard of a Venn diagram until last night when my wife taught me about it. I'm like, I never heard that. It's just a different way of coming to a decision, a compromise.
Ours was make a list of your pros and cons and then look at them.
And the list is done on a legal pad with a line drawn
exactly.
down the middle.
There it is.
In the John Wick franchise, he occasionally drives a Chevy Chevelle. What year model is it? He said 1992 or 72. Sorry, he said 72. It's still wrong. It's
70.
1970 Chevelle.
Ooh, I got it right. That was a good guess.
Good job.
Ding, ding, ding,
and
ding.
What is the first letter in the spelling of the band name Chevelle? He said C. Again, you would hope that he would know that as a fan. He got three right. No Chevelle tickets for him. Two more chances for you to win at 8 and 9 a.m.
Rob, anybody, and Dawn. The Rob, anybody, and Dawn Show.